Okay, so what we're doing here is we're learning the Sefer is called Chassidus Muveres, but it's basically the Torah, Likutei Torah. This is the teachings of the Alter Rebbe, right? So the person who wrote the Tanya is known as the Alter Rebbe. He was the first of the Lubavitcher of the seven different Rebbes. So he's the first, known as the Alter Rebbe. And so this Sefer, it's a beautiful parish on, they took like Likutim from Torah Or and Likutei Torah. Not exactly the easiest Svarim to learn, but with this parish in the bottom, it like really opens it up. So today I'll try to focus more on the top just to like cover some ground and then maybe come back and really get into the deeper understanding of these issues. So, and again, these are things like when we did the Siv Seichein. So we've covered some of these ideas. Probably would need a refresher. It's not a bad thing to go back into it, but either way. So he asked a very interesting question here. If you think about it, Pesach is different than some other holidays in the sense that Pesach is celebrated at the time of the ultimate miracle, right? So instead of waiting for the miracle after the miracle, so like, for example, Purim, we just celebrated Purim. And so Purim is celebrated. So they have the Melchama, they fight, they take, there's the battle. They're victorious. And after the victory, when things kind of settle down, then they celebrate it, right? So we see that that's why you have most people, most places are on the 14th because the Melchama ended on the 13th. And then the 14th is when they celebrate. And in Shushan, because they did an extended day of fighting, so it pushes it for walled cities at the time of Yeshua ben Nun to the 15th. Great. So now the question is, on Pesach, though, we celebrate the night of Makos Bechoros. So at the time of the highest miracle of the 10 Makos, and especially because here we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo comes down to facilitate, to make this miracle happen. And so we celebrate as the thing is happening. So that's kind of a different, that's very different in terms of how we look at these things. Usually we'd say miracle, and then afterwards celebrate. Not in the midst of the miracle do we celebrate. So that's his question. So why is it that it's different here? So let's see inside. Lahavin mipnei ma yom tov de Pesach. So why, we have to understand, why is it that Pesach is on the day of the miracle, whereas Chanukah and Purim are afterwards, on the day of the rest? So we have to first understand a concept of Hashem has two aspects. He's Mimale Kol Amin V'Sovev. So Mimale, what is Mimale? He fills. Perish or v'chias hanimshach madrega l'madrega. So we have this idea that the light and coming from the highest levels, we'll just say it that way, that comes down level, down to next level, next to level. Olam hanishamas yachar kach malachim ad shenimshach ba'olam hazeh hagashmi. Right. So this idea of going from a very high place and then coming down, we call the spheros that way. Like this idea of the different olamos. So coming from that high, supernal, beyond, and then coming down into the physical realm. Shahari noda, shaholam hazeh, mekabel, mishivim sarim, v'hasar mekabel manalachim, gavah me'al gavah shalav. So we know that this world gets from the 70 serv, I don't know, these sarim, and the sarim get it from the angels. So just from a higher level down. Now that's Mimale. Aval Hasovev, whereas the thing that surrounds, Hu Bechinas Haor, Vehachiat She'enu Nimshach Aidei Hadagar Mizelezeh Ela Lekulam Ke'echad. So when it comes to the Sovev, it's not this idea of like a progression downwards, but rather almost like it happens at once. So even though it's funny, so like normally you would think of Sovev as being external and outside, but he's saying that it's in a certain sense, because it exists on the outer part, let's say, but then when it descends, or maybe when we interact with it, it's something that's completely like in a mass, as opposed to the first level of Mimale, where it comes, it's kind of a progression in terms of its coming down. So now, al derech mashal b'nefesh yesh gam kein shtei minei hashpos hachiyot. So the mashal is to a living being that also has two types of influences in terms of its, or of how it gets its life force. Echad hanimshach mimadrega. Yeah.
What page are you on now?
On Tzadi Ches. So it started at Tzadi Zayin, goes into Tzadi Ches. You see it? It starts v'hachayat shenu nimshach al had. You see, that's very short on the top there. It's almost like it's going backwards. I don't know how when you click on WhatsApp, right? The first page actually is the last page, and then you just go click to the right. You see that? You seeing it or no? Yeah. Okay. So now, so you have al derech mashal b'nefesh yesh gam kein shtei minei hashpos hachiyut echad hanimshach mimadrega madrega. So you have this idea that you have this idea of a step by step progression from the mind to the midos, from the midos to the machshava the dibor. So that's one aspect of this, like within, like you have like a movement within a body, like this idea of, you know, from the mind to thought, to speech. And on the other hand, Rasheni Hameir al Kulam ki achad shelo ayde hamshacha hadarga mizelezeh. So it's, again, I'm not sure how that gives us any more clarity, but compared to what it was described earlier. V'hu she'anu roim kishayale b'ritzono shevimocho lif'ol ezodara b'ragla. Right, so if a person has in his mind this idea that he wants to now take action, right, he wants to walk. As I tifal haregam yad kiregam mamash mibli shehaitaz man ma achim shimshach ba hara min hamach al yideh hishtalshlus kesedah madrigos. So in a person, it's like very little delay, right? Right. So we see that when a guy has this desire in his mind to go and do, then it happens very quickly, right? Right. As tifal haregam yad kiregam mamash. Right, so at the same time, you see with it, like it happens with right away without this, you know, step by step thing. So too, you have like this idea of v'chein yesh lemala shtei minei hashpos memala kol amin. So this idea that filling all worlds, hi ha'ara shebebechinas giloi v'nimshach keseder hamadregos v'alzek siv malo kol aretz kvodo. So we have this idea that Hashem fills all worlds, right? This idea of the giloi, this revelation, or how it's revealed, coming through levels, like going through step by step. But that idea of Mimale is, it's coming, it's almost like, I guess you would say, like, what do you mean that it fills? But it comes through in a progression, coming through into the world. And so therefore it's Mimale, fills. V'kvodo hainu ziv. Aval hasoviv, But now getting more into this idea, what is the sovev, the thing that encircles? It's not really revealed with clarity, but rather, it's almost, in a certain sense, it stays external. And that, but in that, so in the sovev realm, The idea, though, is that everything's kind of like on an equal plane, because it's on the outer. When we go into this idea of the higher realms, as we pan out and we go into the upper realms, the higher we go, the more that things this differentiation becomes less and less. So here, in the Soviv aspect of the it's more of an external thing. So she'eno mitgale mamash rak bebechinas chitzonis aval shaloi de hadargam v'kulam shavim kamei neshamas v'malachim rechnias v'gashmis v'afil klipos v'chamoshe kasev es hashamayim v'aretz ani malei ani mahutov v'atzmus v'yisparach malei hashamayim v'aretz v'shavim mamash. So in the aspect of Soviv, which is again something that's more external, that which encircles, so that already is, you have more of this, things are much more, there's lack of differentiation in a certain sense in this thing. So you have, on one hand, you have Memale, and in the Memale side, you have different madrigos, you have different levels and more differentiation. And in the Sove, which is more external, in that upper higher realm, you have less differentiation. So just look at Kuf, you see Kuf Aleph, the page Kuf Aleph there? So now, on Kuf Aleph, it has a Kitzur Perek Aleph. Maksha Madua Nishtana Pesach Shayom Tovu B'yom Shanasa Neitz Lo B'yom Shalacharov, like Chanukah and Purim. Right, the question we asked, we started with, which we totally didn't get anywhere near, but the question is, why is it that Pesach is celebrated at the time of when the miracle actually occurred as opposed to afterwards? The Makdim, so we start with this intro. There are two types of lifelines or life, call it like energies that Hashem supplies to the world. And so they're called by the Zohar B'Shem Soviv Kol Almin V'Mamale Kol Almin. The Soviv and the Mamale. Shemamale Hurak Ziv Hashchina. So the Mamale is this idea of the Ziv is again like a light of the Shechina. V'Nimshach B'Chol HaLamos B'Seder V'Hadarga. But it comes into the world in different levels, with a very specific type of order. The Sovev hu hitgalut ma'utova atzmusa yisparach. Whereas the Sovev is really a revelation of God's essence. Hanimshach v'li seder v'hadagra mitgale b'chol lomos ke'achad. It's like it reveals itself without differentiation. It's just like, it's almost like a lightning bolt. Even though Ziv is kind of like, you would think that Ziv is like that lightning bolt. Here, I would think the analogy would be that you have this idea of like it's a flash that comes through, you know, totally, you know, spreads out and comes in as one type of revelation. I'm thinking, in a way, this is kind of like the revelation that you would think of when you think of Mam and Har Sinai, of more of a Sovev type of revelation, right? It's all like coming as one. Lefisha v'gabi or zeh, gashmis ruchnis shavim mamash. Within this type of revelation, there is, in this type of light or reveal, there is no distinction in terms of, you know, spiritual and physical. So in a sense, going back to the analogy to explain a little bit better, he's saying that on one hand you have a progression of A goes to B, goes to C, goes to D, etc. And on the other hand, you have just like, boom, it goes from A to D, skips any processes, and just goes right at it. And so you have the Memale, which is more of a Masudar type of thing, and the Sovev comes in as just like without going, it just goes from all the way to the top, all the way down to the bottom, without any type of process. Okay, so that now let's go to Kuf Beis. So now we're still trying to understand what's the difference in Pesach and its miracle and how we celebrate it as opposed to the other, like Purim and Chanukah. So now, Perek Sheni. V'nei Pesach Siv, Pesach Hashem al HaPetach. We say that by Pesach Hashem pass over the doors. Perish. Shahaya hanes aydei hitgalus ha'ara mevechinas diluk. Right. So the idea of the miracle is that of the revelation, the experience was an idea of diluk, of jumping, of skipping. Shelo aydei hishtashlus mimadrega lemadrega. V'hainu bechinas soviv kol almin. So the nature of how Hashem revealed Himself at the time of Makas Bechoros, when we say that Hashem was doling, that He skipped over the houses of the Jews, that the nature of Hashem's revelation at Makas Bechoros was that of Soviv. It's like all in, like just coming from a very high place in. Moshe Kostov Avarti Aniv Lo Malach. So that it's Hashem and no, like you see the idea, like what, like when we say it at Leila Seder, Hashem Velo Shaliach, right? Lo Malach. There was no intermediary. So in the way we're describing it here, it would be that of the revelation of Soviv, right? Whereas there's no like intermediaries, whereas if there was a Malach, if there was this, you know, like Malachim and Shlichim and Shluchim, that would be a more of a Memale type, the way we described it, with a very orderly coming from one Darga down to the next, down to the next. Whereas here, we're describing it as Soviv, as boom, coming from the top right in without any type of middle. Batam shahaya tsarech liyoskin, and the reason is it had to be this way. V'lo kamo b'machne sancher shenemar v'yetzei malach Hashem ayach b'machne ashor v'chein b'sisra. So whereas we see other miracles where these things happen, that it was through a malach, which would be more of a mamale type of revelation. Kisham haya rak shlichas b'vav Ledavar Muchan, save a Pagabahen, whereas you see that this is a shlichas that was done in a very for a set thing, all right, and then therefore went out and went and afflicted the people and killed the enemies of Israel. Mash Enkin b'Mitzrayim Makas Bechoros Kol Bechor Vitzar, right, so Kol Bechor Vitzar Chavchana Leda Mihu Habechor La'av Shehu. Right here already, the whole idea that we needed Hashem to come down is because now we're talking about being able to distinguish, differentiate, and know which was the true Bechor, right? So in that type of situation where it's so complex, and even if it was a Bechor from, so now the Bechor from a father, trying to figure out who the father is, it's already like a very difficult thing. Whereas when it comes to even in the case of Bechor from the mother, it's not so simple. But you see this idea that it's not a malach job to be able to figure all this stuff out. So this idea that you want to say that the reason is the issue is that the malach can't come so deeply into a place of tumah. That's already, we see that shari machnesh asher tochiach, that wasn't an issue. Ach ech sheyeh hatam hakavano hakol echad she'az haya giloi mivechinas soviv kol amin. So that there, rather, what we're talking about here is this idea of the way we describe this is that you have a giloi of soviv kol amin v'zehu ani mahuto v'atzmus yisbarach v'lo mivechinas mimala kol amin. So this idea of Soviv is more like we're getting the revelation of Hashem from His essence, Kaviyachal, again, you know, whatever that means, meaning like we're getting an experience, a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's much more like an opening and a straight from the top right in without any of this type of, you know, like what we talked about. The different dargas is like different using different filters, right? We talked about the idea of the spheros as being like a filtration system of kind of like going from level to level. But here we're saying that this was just like a burst of direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Imkol Zeh, Yuvan HaKosh Hanal. So then we understand this question. Kinei HaYom Tov Hu Inyan Hashras Kedusha Al Yonah. So in general, the idea of Yom Tov is this idea of an influence or a idea of Kedusha coming into the world. So then in order to have, and it's not possible to have this type of revelation and this type of presence until there's a removal of the externals. Like, it's almost like you have to say, I need to make a space, and then it will allow for the Kedusha to come in. So normally, we'll say, V'lachein gabe pura mitchila harug bisonehem shivim b'chamesh alef. Right, so there we see that what's the idea? By Purim, you have this kind of cleansing, so to speak, where they killed 75,000 Shahiyu Amalekim, Shahi Klipa Atsuma. There was such a powerful negative force in the world that needed to be removed. Like it says, Kidiksiv, Rashis Gaim Amalek Vahri So Adi Aved, Vikasiv Machoem Timcha, Vaseras Beneim Haman Machule, Viachar Kach, Asu Yomishta Vesimcha, Mishlachmano Sahule, Hiskalat Sakadusha. So in the Purim scenario, there needed to be a removal of the evil in order to then allow for the Kedusha to be revealed. The Alderach Mashal HaMelech, going to Kuv Dalet, it says, V'alderach Mashal HaMelech, Kisherotze li yozlo dira b'bayis chadosh, azay mitchila tzarech l'nakota mikol tinef v'lichloch. So this idea, king wants to move in, you got to clean out the place. Once it's clean, then it's okay for him to come and dwell. So that's why first you have the removal, and only then the next day do you have the gilui, the revelation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Or what's called the gilui of the Kedusha. And that was the way we're describing it, is it's coming from this aspect of more of an orderly type of progression. Shehu Aide Hadarga, Hadraga, or Hadarga, Techila Mavir, V'yashaliot Shnehem V'asacha. So you can't have both at the same time. You first need to go through this progression. You need to clean things out. You need to get rid of the Klipa, the Tuman, etc. So therefore, day one, Milchama. Next day, you have, you know, Yom Tov and Simcha, Mishta V'chule. But where Pesach, on the other hand, the Valnes de Pesach, Shaya Aide Gilar Bechinas Soviv Kalamin, Sheinu Bechinas Hit Chalkos Umer Lukulam Kecha. There's no differentiation. This is like Hashem coming down in force. Al Kain Yachal Yot Shnei Dvarim Elu Benose Echad. So it all is it's happening at the same time, so that you can actually have Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo Va'atzmo coming down. And this is this idea of Soviv Kalam, and there's no differentiation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, swooping in, and he's coming in at the same time. Naguf, L'mitzrayim, Makas, Bechoros, V'skalat, HaKadosh, L'Yisrael, Ad, Sheyem, Rahalal. So that you have the affliction and the punishing of Mitzrayim, and at the same time you have a revelation of Kedusha, of Hashem, to Klal Yisrael, and to the point of where they can say Halal at that moment. No, it's not that one was on one side of Chatzos Laila and the other side not, but Ella, it was all happening simultaneously. Okay, so this is all happening simultaneously. So again, now turning to Kovav, you have this Kitzur just a little bit. He's got these good summaries here, so let's just look at that. So Makas Bechoros Haisa. Lo ayde malach, ela me hakadosh baruch hu bechvodo v'atzmo. So we see that the actual maka, the tenth maka, was not through any type of intermediary, but rather it was from Hashem directly. V'alchein hayta b'derech dilog. And so this idea is, that's what it means when it says that Hashem was dolig. But pasach Hashem skipped over. Shelo haya b'seder v'hadraga. It wasn't through this type of orderly progression and etc. So the question is, why wasn't it done through a malach? And it's explained, Mivayer, Shahashras HaKadusha, Bishar Yemen Tovim, He, Mibachinas Malik Kalamin. The nature of these other miracles by other holidays, Purim is and Chanukah, is this idea of that it's a Malik Kalamin, much more of a orderly type of thing. Ubimila Ba. The Seder v'hadarga, b'yom echad havaras haklipos. So we have is a step. It's an orderly process. The first step is removal of the klipos, and the second day you have Hashem's revelation, Hashras HaKedusha. Ma'ashen kein b'Pesach, shehaita hitgalut mibechinas hasoviv, hayu shnei hafachim, denigo from Mitzrayim, v'rafol Yisrael b'yachad. So you have the healing of the Jews and the afflicting of the Egyptians all at the same time, and that's considered to be, and that's communicated to us through this idea of Hashem was poseach, right? He skipped over, like he missed. So I would say we translate it is dilug, in the sense I'm skipping the processes that I usually would have to normally go through, right? Normally we're going to go through step by step. Here he's poseach. He's literally skipping the process and coming right through. I guess that's how you would learn it, right? Okay, so now up to, now on the, yeah.
That is that's a very cool way of looking at it.
Right, I think that's what it means, right? I mean, let's see. I think that's how it's we would understand him, because otherwise, what does it mean that he's skipping? He's skipping the normal process. Now, the only thing that's going in the back of my mind is that I remember that when we did the Sifsei Chen on Purim, he kind of described, unless I'm thinking maybe it was Pesach, but I felt like he was also said that Purim was just kind of like out of nowhere, but maybe it was by Pesach. Like there was this kind of like infusion of like skipping the normal processes and boom. Unless, I mean, again, here we see that we're clearly saying that Pesach is the time that this happened. That Pesach is that he's the normal processes that you would expect are going to be thrown out the door, and you're going to have a coexistence of Tumah and Tara at the same time. That there's no need of going through this cleansing or making space, so to speak. Okay, so fine. So now Kuf Zayin, Parak Shlishi, Ach, Lavin, to understand, Me'ach HaShah Sovid Hu, Hashava umashva kanal. So when we say that in the sovev type of approach, where things are kind of everything's the same, with the fun of ke chashecha ke ora, that there's no difference between light and dark. V'im tzad kavachule, v'im kein ech misham mamash yimshach liot nagof lemitzrayim. So how does this work? Like meaning, normally there's differentiation. So how do you get into this place of where things are all kind of like? There's none of this differentiation. Acha inyan, api masha kasov, the pre eitz chayim, the perish avadim hayinu. So Hashem Elokeinu, Abba ve'ima shel bishul lizroot de arach ampin. Okay, so now we need some help here. this is where we go down underneath to look and understand this. Okay, so let's start with from the beginning here. So explaining this pre Eitz Chaim, okay, because he says here in his parish on the Haggadah of Avonim Hayun Levaro, Yotzinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, Ach, Lavin. You see that over there on the bottom there on Kuv Zayin? Me'achar Shasovi Hashavu Masha Vachule. So let's go. Ach, Adayin, Tzarech Tosefet Bir. We need to explain a little bit more. Bama Shnedbar Le'el. Shatam shaya efshar liot shneha hafachin bin denikah flemitzrayim v'rafoli yisrael b'vas achas. How does it work? How do you have both at the same time? Hu lefi shahagulah haita me'akadosh baruch hu b'chvod v'atzma. Why? Because it was coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The geula was coming directly from God. Or hasoviv kol almin shadagabe shavu mash v'katam v'gadol v'nosi hafachim. In Hashem's world, in that upper realm, the higher you go up, the less differentiation there is, or it becomes all one. Dilachara the gabe or hasori hare kechashecha keora zot omerit the kula shavin kame rafilu klipos. Everything's as you go up and get closer to the source, you start to see less differentiation. Like we say, imtzadakta ma titenlo v'rabu pshecha ma taselo. Shilagabe or hasoviv shuram uminuse mikol halama. So when we talk about the or soviv, that's really in the highest realms above. Ein masa hatachdonim tofes makom klab umemila ein nafkamina bein imtzadakta sadakta le rabu pishecha le kamosh amarazah The chima ich pasal la kadosh baruch hu bein sheshochet lo nitnu hamitzos ela letzareif bahen et habiros. We can move over to seder avodas hakadosh. Shakadosh baruch hu bechvodo adon yachid shorosh hasharoshim alav amru v'chima ich pasle v'chi v'chol inyan haschar v'onesh v'chule hu mitzad hanhagas hakadosh baruch hu kafi shemanig olam aidei ha'eses viros. So we see basically shezo inyan or hamemali kol amim shemisham nimshach inyan dischar v'onesh. So it's like when you take this and you extend it out, like any type of differentiation, any type of free will, any schar v'onesh, all of that is dealing within a realm that we call memale kol amin, a world of structure of what we would call teva in a sense, right, where it has these levels and systems in place. But in the world of the sovev, there's no differentiation. So as you get to the place of like what we call keser and all those, like that's where it's coming from, like in those in the out of that place, there is no schar v'onesh, nothing like. It's nothing matter. It's like all this stuff we're talking about is much more of a in the finite world that we live in. Umeachar shekein, ech yumshach mimadrega sovev liot naguf lemitzrayim. So, but then the question is, how is it possible that you're going to get from sovev to be able to afflict the Egyptians? Harizeh shemitzrayim hi klipa tmea eino tofes makom bimadrega zod or hasovev. But then, in the sense of if we're talking sovev, of where in those higher realms where there is no differentiation, so then how does it come to be, if we're saying that the power that's coming in at the time of Makas Bechoras is sovev, so then why would it be that the Mitzrayim will be afflicted? That's the question you have to ask then. If that's the power, so in that world, there is no klipa, and this is the way we know klipa. Right, in a tofes makom the madrega zod or hasoved lo shaych lo lomar shem madrega zod yimshach onesh l'rishon. So then, how does it work that you're going to now say that you're going to bring that power in, and start afflicting them? Ach, ha'inyan p'masha kasev priets chayim meperish avadam ha'inu b'chulei abba ve'ima shel bishu lezro os de'arachamim. So ach, so now let's try to understand this. God took us out from there. Shehem Abba ve'ima. So Hashem is Abba, Elokeinu is Ima. B'yad chazak v'zrona tuya. Rotza lomar, b'hidlapshus hazro'ot shel arach anpin. So what does it mean that God, in his strong arm, right, the strong hand, is drawn to you, outstretched? It means that in this idea of hitlabshus hazroot shel arch anpin, klomer, yitzias mitzrayim ba aidei shebechinas chachma v'bina, right, so this idea, the aspects of chachma and bina, wisdom and understanding, hanikroos b'torah Hasson, Rishem Abba Vihima, which when they're referred to, as the mother father aspects, Vihem Mechuvanim Lashem, the Shnei Hashemos, Hashem, Elokeinu, Havayahu, who Sviras Hachachma, right? So the Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is the idea of Chachma, Vishem Elokim is Bina. Nasu Levosh, are made, that's like the enclosed in Lizrot the Arach Ampin. Arach Ampin again is this idea of, well, let's see, Vakavanat Varava Arach Ampin, he. So what does that mean? Hamadrega hatachdona shel sfiras haketer. It's the lowest part of the sphere of Keter. So now, the Keter, or Hasoler Kalaman, because we said Keter, right, is that which is above, is the light of the thing that's outside the or of the sovev called Amen, turning to the page of Kufches. Kemo haketer, shehu lamala min arosh, right? Just like they say the crown, what does the crown symbolize? The crown symbolizes that which is above understanding, comprehension, above the head. Umekif oto, and it surrounds it. Shezo gam echan haperushim shel tevas keter, milashon sovev umekif. Kamo Rasha Machdir, Sovev, Rashi et Hatzadik. So this idea, again, going back to like, the idea of Sovev is that which is outside the realm of understanding. V'kach or hasovev kol almin hu lamala min ha-chachma. It's above understanding. U'mekev et kol ha-olamos. V'erech ampin hu hi madrega za zo sheba or hasovev. So when we talk about erech ampin, it's that level of the light that is sovev. Sheyesh ba eza shaychas el ha-olamos. But it has, so at the same, even though it's above and beyond, it still has some kind of shaychas to all of the worlds. Vizroot, so then when we talk about the right, it says Yah Chazaka Zranatiya, the Erech Ampin Mora al Hitpashtut or Hasobi Befoel Ba'olamas. So the idea of the outstretched arm is now we're saying that this force is going into, right, Hitpashtut or Hasobi Befoel Ba'olamas, going out into these different realms. Right? So the idea of the imagery that we're using here, what does it mean when we talk about God's Yad Chazaka Zranatuya, is that the same way that an arm or a hand we give from one person to the next, you're going into that other realm. So that's what we're saying here with the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Ubihish Pashtus Ubihit Pashtut or Hasove Balamos Yeshne Ofanim. So when we're saying that the Soviv is now going out into these realms, there are two ways, there are two paths. One is Ba'ofen Sha'or Nish'ar Mekif is Soviv, Reino Nirgash Klal B'toch Halamos. It's just that it's surrounding, it goes around. That's one option. And number two is Beis Kasher Ha'or Mitkarev V'Nirgash B'Halamos. Aydei Hit Labshuto B'Chachma Bina. It's almost like it's now going into these other realms, but it's being enclosed through wisdom. It's coming into the realm of Chachma and Bina. Shehem Asfira Tayyotar Yonas. Right from where we exist, Chachma and Bina is like at the highest plane that we can understand. But it's like the place of where you're coming from Kesser into this world. Shehem Asfira Tayyotar Yonas. The Esser Sfira Tain Hakochos Helakim Ayadam Hakadosh Baruch Hu Manigat Halamos. So when we talk about the Esser Sfira, we're talking about the powers of God, of how Hashem runs this world. So now, when the Soviv is coming into this realm through the Chachma Bina aspect, right? So now it's descending into the realm, into this world, starts out at the highest realm and comes through. But this is this idea of they become the vestments of the outstretched, right? Like we're saying that these zeros are coming in, they're moving, they're doing something. So how is it orchestrated? Through Abba and Ima. Okay, fine. So now what does that have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? So he says like this, Ubir HaShaychas de Geulas Mitzrayim Hidlitlapshas Zeros D'Arach Ampin Ba'Abba V'Ima Perish Kinei Yisrael. So now the top, look at the top for a second. Perish Kinei Yisrael Sharosha Mibichinas Panim K'moshe Kasov Ya'er HaShem Panecha Elecha U'Mitzrayim Sharosha Mibichinas Ochorayim. Whereas, so again, we have relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with face-to-face, whereas the Mitzrayim is the opposite, Sharoshem Mechinas Acharayim, the back side, Oref, the neck, Paro, Osios, He'eref, right? We see that Paro's, the same letters of Paro can spell the neck. Lefi, so just to read the top, I'm going to Kuftes for a second. So Lefi Shahayu Mibchinas Hester Panim Lefi Shinemar Vayamas Yosef Cholachav Vahashba Vimshecha Mibchinas Achoraim Kiman Deshadi Basar Katufi Akein Avadim Hayim Lefara. We were part. So the idea is first we were Avadim because there was a concealment. Hamakabel gam kim yuchinas oref, aval acharkach v'yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu, abba v'ima shehilbishu, shiyumshach ha'ashpa v'mchinas yar Hashem panav, v'ideza nimshach itanu sela. So that there was a move from the totally concealed to the revealed. So he's saying, first it was paro, concealment, back of the oref, the backside, only to get to be able to have a revelation of direct connect. So just reading on the top here, just on Kuf Yud. Afagav debevchina soviv kula amin mitzad atzma nemer kechashecha keorav kanal. So when we talked about the soviv, we said that it's really like in that realm, there's no differentiation and distinction. Aval hare hasoviv meir aide bechinas memali kol amin. How does soviv interplay? It has to come through normally through the system of the mali kol amin, of the levels, of having that system in place, of chachma, bina, das, you know, going down the left, right? Shari min ha-chalal nim shachakav. It's from the cavity, you have the kav comes in. Mitzav hit lab shazo v'v'chinas m'malei, abba v'ima she'el bishu, nim shachashah otzienu mitzvayim mi'avdus l'cheres. So, but it's from the m'malei that you have this Abba v'ima, right? Then you go through the regular system. So kind of like the two worlds converge. So I'm going to look at the Sikkim here, and then I got to kind of go have a meeting that I have to run to. But let's just look at this, and then we could potentially come back just to go through this again. We need to like understand like this. Maybe it's worthwhile just to go through the explanation of Yisrael, of Bechinas Panim, and Hester Panim, and of Bechule. But let's look at this Kitzer on Kuf Yud Aleph. So Maksha, Ech Yimshach Onesh L'Rasha Me'or HaSoviv Shalafanu Kechashecha Ke'ora. So the question is, if you're talking about Soviv, one of the things that we have in Soviv is that there is no differentiation between the good and the bad, the dark and the light. So then how can you say, if you're saying that the power at the time of Makas Bechoros is the Soviv, that power has no distinction. So how would that be, how would that work? And he explains, based on Alpi Mashakasov, a pre Eitz Chaim, she Yitzias Mitzrayim Haita Aidei, Sha'aba V'ima Helbishu Lizroot Da'arach Ampin. So that what happened at that point is you have it played out through Chachma Bina, and that Lizroot Da'arach Ampin is that we're saying that this is coming in. The idea of Zroot is the idea of just like a hand extends itself, you're describing something coming into Mefarsh Devar Alpi HaHevdal Bein Shorash Yenikas Paro LeShorash Yenikas Yisrael. So he explained that it depends on, you know, this, what was happening at the time of when it was the forces of a more of a Paro, which is a concealment, to then to the Yisrael, which is things are opening. And he explains Derak Beor HaSoviv Mitzad Atzmo Nemar Kechashecha Kera. It's true that what there's no differentiating distinction when you talk about pure soviv. Aval hasoviv meir aidei hamemale. It's like almost like you have a car and it needs a roadway. This is just a bad analogy, but it does give you a little bit of a sense. Like, meaning you need a roadway to be able to come in. So soviv needs the rails, so to speak, to ride. So the rails that the soviv rides is the mamale. Va'az eich ein haor nimshach elu b'makam haroi. So then the light only goes through the paths that we're talking about. Hainu livnei Yisrael. It will go to the place that it's supposed to go. L'chein b'pesach shahayta hit labshas ha-sovim m'malei nimshach mizeh yitzias mitzrayim. So so it's like you have multiple things playing at the same time. Because at the end of the day, he's saying that the reason that we celebrate, because to go to answer his question that we talked about in the beginning, is how is it and why is it that we celebrate this holiday at the time of the miracle when normally we wait? And what we're saying is that the nature of the Makas Bechoros and Tzias Mitzrayim experience was that of Dilug. Hashem skipped the process, so to speak, of the normal means of coming from point A beyond into point Z, the physical realm. But on the other hand, in order for the Egyptians to be punished, there is a need to ride the normal rails of Memale. So that's kind of what the Eitz Chaim is saying, is that there is a need, and the extension of into the Soviet coming into the world, in this, that there was an element of Memale, that they still, the normal Dargos and processes that normally are played out was at play here as well. But that what we're really seeing is that there was such a powerful Sobev presence of God coming right in there, that that's ultimately that there, we're able to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that place where the Tumah potentially have existed, and in a sense it's cleared out because the Sobev is coming in where there's no, there doesn't leave any, it kind of sucks out the evil that normally would be an issue of preventing the Kedusha from descending. Here we're saying that that didn't get in the way because of the element of Sobev at play. So that explains that, to get back to like our initial question, is how is it or why is it that we celebrate at the Maisa miracle as opposed to waiting until the next day? And the answer is normally we have to wait for the evil to be cleared out in order for the Kedusha to play. And the answer here is that the nature of how this played out is that the Kedusha was not prevented. Why? Because the prevailing force at that time was what we call the Sobev. And that in that power of Sobev, there is no room for the evil of the Klipa to exist. And so therefore comes Pesach on Tesvav. When the actual miracle is occurring, there is room, the Kedusha descends. Nothing gets in the way, which is an amazing thing. So we're saying that at that moment in time, it was so powerful that therefore, we come back every Pesach to the same, elements of energies that are descending into this time. It's like embedded into the time. And so therefore, we come to Pesach, we celebrate on the time of the miracle as opposed to waiting till after, because there was nothing, the Kedusha, in a sense, overwhelmed the evil. And makes the space, whereas normally we had to get rid of the evil in order to make space for the Kedusha. It's kind of an interesting idea. Any comments? Okay. All right. Wishing guys a good, yeah. So.